Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
We have a first. I just want to breaking news. Where's your breaking news little thing right there? Click it on.
Oh, you want me to play it? All right, hold on.
Breaking news.
I got to find it. I wasn't prepared for this.
Breaking news this morning. Jason Bishop was correct in a prediction. Finally, he was correct in a prediction.
I'm gonna, got one right. I'm
going
to tell you the truth. My life is really hard. The pressure of being right every day.
Finally.
About everything that comes out of my mouth is really tough. But, you know, that's the life I live. That's the life that I choose to live by being right all the time.
Finally. What's that? The Rock said, finally. The Rock, finally, Jason Bishop got a prediction right.
I said from the jump that if the Raptors got to the, I mean, at the beginning of the playoffs.
You did. Finally.
If the Raptors got to the finals, it wouldn't matter who they played. They would win. And that came to fruition.
All this time and effort I put in on this show to get that little warped mind to thinking in a positive direction, you finally get something right. Thank you. Congratulations, man. You've done a fantastic job.
I've actually gotten a lot of stuff right on this show. Most 99% of the things that I predict actually come
true. Our listeners would not agree with that, but just don't convolute things here. You got a prediction right, man. It's a big day today. You finally got something right on this show. This is a big day, man. This is like a landmark day on the Jason Bishop Show.
I'm going to tell you something. Klay Thompson is a man that I am not. For those of you that actually know me, back in December, I tore my MCL, and I am still recouping from that several months later, to where I'm not quite 100%. Klay Thompson tore his ACL, and 3 minutes after he tore his ACL, he was back out on the court. That is a man that I am not. There's something in his blood I don't have.
I've never. Congratulations to the Raptors. You earned it. Injuries are part of the game, but you pushed the Warriors to the brink. You actually were a better team in this series. But, man, I have never seen a team get decimated by injuries in an important playoff series like Golden State did in this series. It was just, I haven't seen anything like that. That was just mind-boggling to me.
It was destined. I will say it was destined for the Raptors to win, but it did seem like the universe kind of ganged up on Golden State. Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson, they're two of their key cogs going down in the series. But the thing is, I said this all along, and this was the difference in the series. The Warriors had no answer. Without Kevin Durant, the Warriors had no answer for Kawhi Leonard.
They didn't have any answer for Kawhi. And then, you know, the Raptors guards, Van Fleet, and them guys just lit it up. In game six, and it was Raptors earned it. They went on the road. They won three straight games in Oracle Arena. You could have bet $1 million in Vegas and you'd be rich right now if you said the Raptors are going to go in there and win three games, go 3-0 in Oracle Arena. You could have been a rich man today.
Yeah, the Warriors did not win a home game in
the
series.
They did not.
They went 0-3 in their home arena.
They
That's
did.
Crazy.
They lost six playoff games in the playoffs this year at home. Maybe seven. I can't remember. Six or seven. The previous 4 years where they were in the playoffs and in the finals, they only lost five total home games in that stretch.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip. See, like, this is such a big day.
It's a big day. You were right about something.
I'm discombobulated because...
Kudos!
I'm discombobulated because Kip wants to come at me and pretend like I'm never right.
You were right. I mean, I'm sitting here giving you your props. You were right.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Edwin Watts Golf.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato, and yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simon's drive-thru and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
Later in the show, we're going to give you our SEC East predictions on which teams are going to win it, which team is going to win it, as well as the overall record of the teams in the division. Kip will have his butthurt list a little bit later in the show. My weekend review, of course, will be in the next segment. And right now, we're talking Raptors, world champion Toronto Raptors, predicted by Jason Bishop at the beginning of the playoffs.
You said the Raptors get to the finals, they will win it. That's your prediction, and it came true. You didn't have much confidence in them getting to the finals. That's why you said that. But it turned out that you were right. Congratulations.
Wait.
You said if.
Wait. Say that one part again.
You said if the Raptors get to the finals, they
will win. The part of you said, but it turned out, and then whatever, and then the next sentence you said after that. Say that again.
You didn't have much confidence in them getting to the finals,
but it turned out that.
They won.
No. That's not what you said. It turned out there was a...
What did I say?
I give you a hint. You were right.
It turned out that you were right.
There we go.
You were right.
There we go. Finally.
If they get to the finals, they will win it. And they got to the finals, and they won it. Congratulations. You were finally right about something. Last week, we had Scott Spence in here co-hosting, and we had a... interesting conversation about how often you're wrong on this show.
Which is very little.
Which is very, very frequent, by the way. But, you know, maybe you're turning over a new leaf here.
Yep. Let's actually make that a Twitter question of the week. How often is Jason Bishop right on the Jason Bishop Show? We'll have that up momentarily.
How often is he right?
You can find that at Twitter, Bishop_show. How often is Jason Bishop right on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch?
How often is he right?
I'd say, and your options, I'll give you options of 100%, 75, 50, and 0.
No. I mean, 0. I mean, you got one right, which means you probably, if this was Major League Baseball, you'd probably batting about .150. Yeah, you're...
If I'm a pitcher, that's really good.
If you're an everyday player, so you're batting .150 and you're waiting for that call from the manager clean out your locker and go to AAA.
Where am I at my career? Am I just getting started in learning? Am I in my prime? Am I at the very end and I'm just kind of filling a role? Where am I at my career?
And as it relates to predicting, I've taken you kind of under my wing. And I'm kind of molding you into understanding the intangibles of sports, and so you're making progress.
Okay, I found your theme song, by the way.
You did?
Yeah, Randy Travis, Connect Me to 1982. Kip, it's 2019.
That's a good song, though. Mm. That is a classic country song. You wouldn't know anything about that, though.
Classic country?
I mean, you come on this show talking about Welcome to the Jungle's a better song in the 80s than Billie Jean.
It is.
Wow. We had to see again. You make all this progress. You get NBA Finals right, and then you say something like that just comes out of your mouth.
In case on Netflix, by the way, Motley Crue's documentary, Dirt, is playing on Netflix. I highly recommend that.
That's insane.
That's pretty good.
That's from all accounts that I hear. That's pretty much the lifestyle of a rock and roll band.
And they were a second tier, in my opinion, they were a second tier rock and roll band in the 1980s. They weren't even one of the leading premier bands. I mean, I don't know.
Well, see, that depends on, again, your perception of things as it relates to, if your perception of 80s or rock bands is anywhere near your perception in sports, then you're probably way off base.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The last thing Dad wants for Father's Day is another Paisley tie. Come to Cunningham Jewelers for that creative gift that will make Dad say, wow. Wine bodies, money clips, or how about a limited edition woolly mammoth teeth Damascus knife? No matter your budget, they have you covered. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95. You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the Weekend Review.
And here we go. Best line ever. Max Muncy to Madison Bumgarner. If you don't want to watch me watch my home run, then go get it out of the ocean. That's David good. Ortiz, drug ring. Kawhi Leonard, Kingslayer. Tony Parker calling it a career. The French assassin. Buenas noches, Tony. The Raiders will be featured in Hard Knocks this season. That train wreck will make for great TV. U.S. women's soccer team, legit. The NHL finals were fantastic, even though I did not watch a single second. Kyrie, choose the Hawks. Write this down. Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal, and Roger Federer will be ranked 1-2-3 in some order for Wimbledon, as they have for every tournament for the last 15 years. Write this down. If the Raptors get to the NBA Finals, they will win it. Remember that? Kevin Gausman, you will never throw another pitch in a Braves uniform. Josh Donaldson, you must not have mirrors in your house. Your hair is hideous, dude. Bryce Harper, can you hit higher than 250 for $330 million? Black Mirror, only three episodes? WTF, Netflix. And these are my thoughts.
Hmm. I do wonder who does Josh Donaldson's hair.
There are people that are in his life that are very dishonest with him.
Hadn't seen a hairstyle. Well, you see a lot of those. If you go across the Florida Panhandle, you see a lot of those hairstyles. There's a lot of those. Yeah. Where's Josh from? Is he from like Lake City or somewhere like that?
Let's look that up. We'll find out where Josh Donaldson is from. Somebody, because somebody's got to tell him, right? That looks good, man.
Yeah, somebody's just lying to him.
It looks like you have a squirrel on the back of your head.
But he hit a bomb last night.
What a great win for Atlanta last night.
That was a big win. Huge win.
Down 8-4 in the eighth inning. Doesn't matter. One of the best closers in baseball. Doesn't matter.
Braves. Here's an interesting stat. Since May the 10th, Jason, the Atlanta Braves are 23-9.
One of two teams in Major League or in the National League with 40 wins. Of course, you know, that was heavily broadcast during the game last night that the Braves and the Dodgers were the only two teams in the NL with 40 wins. However, the Dodgers are playing 600 baseball, and they're the only team in the NL that is playing 600 baseball.
Braves have come on. And the pitching's been okay, but it's been the offense. It's just been through the roof. These guys are swinging the bats, and they're swinging the bats really, really well.
Oh, I can't believe how right you were about that.
What's that?
Josh Donaldson from Pensacola, Florida. That is the truth. I'm not making that up. Josh Donaldson's from Pensacola, Florida, and Kip called it, not even knowing where the dude was from. Just based on his hair, Kip said he's from the Panhandle in Florida, and dadgummit, the dude's from Pensacola.
That's good stuff. Hey, if you go to Georgia-Florida game in Jacksonville, you are the art of the mullet. You see that. That is a North Florida Panhandle specialty haircut right there.
Whew, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Kawhi Leonard, 28.5 points average in the NBA Finals. Thus, he's the NBA Finals MVP.
He is a player. Quiet player. You know, and he's doesn't get on there and he doesn't run his mouth. He just brings his lunch pail to work every day, and he goes to work. Well deserved. Well deserved.
Now the question is, where does Kawhi Leonard end up? Because he's going to be the hottest commodity on the market with KD and Clay being injured, and I don't really see them testing the free agent waters. I see both of them ending up back in Golden State in some way, shape, or form.
Either Kawhi stays in Toronto and signs a max deal.
Or the Hawks.
Or he goes to the Clippers.
Hawks?
No. He's not going to the Hawks. Why would he? Okay, man. The Hawks can't even.
Kawhi Leonard to the Hawks upsets you?
No, I'm just saying that he's. No, he's not going to waste his time in Atlanta.
Here's why he's going to Atlanta.
Okay, let's show it to be good.
Stay with me.
Mark this down. Write this down.
Mm-hmm. So, Drake has been in Toronto as a big hip-hop guy, right? Well, if you move to Atlanta, those guys are everywhere in Atlanta. It's what's the hip-hop capital of the world. So if Kawhi liked having Drake around, imagine what's going to be around him in Atlanta.
A losing basketball team is what's going to be around him, so he'll go to the Clippers.
He's got Trae Young.
Okay.
Bright young star, the next Steph Curry.
Okay.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the Hawks also have some draft picks coming their way. They've got a good young team, a good nucleus of players. Kawhi Leonard fits in perfectly as being the guy in Atlanta. And immediately, with the Eastern Conference being so bad, Atlanta goes from not making the playoffs to an 8 seed immediately as soon as they sign Kawhi Leonard.
Or he can go to the Clippers in L.A. that's about a piece away from being a real thorn in everybody's side out in the West. The real basketball conference.
We're going to put that on the Twitter question of the week. If Kawhi Leonard signs with the Clippers, are the Clippers a serious threat to win an NBA championship?
I think they are.
I don't.
I think they're pretty good. It just depends on how the free agency thing falls. You know, you got some big names out there like Jimmy Butler. I personally think Jimmy's going to end up in L.A.
A Laker?
Yeah, I think he'll end up being a Laker. He's
LeBron will make him a lot better.
I mean, he's a good player. And I think Philadelphia, the Sixers, have some issues. If you watch the Sixers bow out of the playoffs, you can tell that there might be some issues in that locker room.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, you know, Jimmy can either stay in Philly.
Which he won't.
Which he won't. Or he's, you know, Jimmy's, from everything I read, he spends a lot of time in Los Angeles.
I think that's a good move for his career because I think LeBron would really bring him along and make him a better player. Because look, at the end of the day, when you think about LeBron, think about all the players that he has made better throughout his career. That's what he does. That's what he would do with Jimmy Butler.
Okay. We're talking about free agency? Is that what we're talking about? I'm not talking about that guy. I mean, you try to take every subject and you try to take it to this guy, okay? That's what you do.
You said that Jimmy Butler was going to go to the Lakers, okay. So therefore I've got to talk about what's already there.
Okay, what's already there is a pretty good, decent nucleus, a young talent, and then you got somebody that's nearing the end of their career. Jimmy's nearing the end of his career as well, and he wants to get money. He could probably get a good deal with
the
Lakers.
We'll make that a Twitter question of the week as well. If Jimmy Butler signs with the Lakers, are the Lakers an NBA championship contender?
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. The Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, Spider X putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Bullock Academy Gators will once again be in the conversation to win their region and make a deep playoff run in GISA. The Gators will open at Paulson Stadium at Georgia Southern against Pinewood Christian. Bullock will also host Memorial Day, Augusta Prep, Westfield, and John Millage.
The Gators will take to the road against Burke Academy, Pinewood a second time, Bethlehem Christian, and Frederica. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Back here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Kip's segment of hijacking the show, so we'll let him do it. But before we do, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, by Nance Landing, and by Southern Hardware.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it, from mowers to trailers to case knives. You will find it all at Southern Hardware, locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Some early voting in on one of the Twitter questions of the week. If Jimmy Butler signs with the Lakers, are the Lakers an NBA title contender? So far, 100% of the listening audience says yes.
Oh, those Laker fans. Where have they been? You know, they were a loud bunch last fall, but I haven't seen a Laker fan in months. Have you? Oh, you. I forgot. Yeah, I'm looking at one.
You have a butt hurt list?
Yeah, I got a butt hurt list for this week.
Whenever you want to get to it, it'd be great. Right.
Number five, checking in on the butt hurt list this week, NBA free agency. Mm-hmm. With Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant going down with injury, it takes a little bit of starch out of the NBA free agency period, doesn't it, Jason?
Mm.
And those were the big names that were going to, you see where they went. Just doesn't seem like there's much excitement around NBA free agency now.
Kyrie and Kawhi to Atlanta.
Ooh, that'll never happen. That's one of them sayings about when hell freezes over. That's when that would happen.
Write this down.
Yeah.
Kyrie and Kawhi to Atlanta.
Number four on the butt hurt list this week, the Golden State Warriors. They lose the finals to a better team. I think the Raptors were a better team after watching the two teams play. Then the injuries set in, and then the Golden State Warriors lose three games at home in the finals. And to top it all off, after 50-something years of being in Oakland, the Warriors are moving to San Francisco in a new arena.
Mm.
So they're just shoving their nose up at the loyal fan base in Oakland, going across the Bay Bridge, going into San Francisco, Golden State. Everything about the Warriors right now is butt hurt.
Will they change their name from Golden State Warriors to San Francisco Warriors?
Mm-hmm. Just Golden. They'll stay Golden State.
Okay.
They say it's a Bay Area team, but they've been in Oakland for over 50 years.
Okay.
All right. Number three on the butt hurt list this week, the Philadelphia Phillies.
Mm.
They blow that game. They've blown the lead in the division. The Braves are hot. The Phillies blew a four-run lead in the last two innings last night. And now they're looking up at the first place Atlanta Braves. You got a $330 million center fielder, right? Where does he play?
He plays right field.
He plays right field.
250.
Batting 250, and the Boo Birds are starting to come out in Philly. You know Philly's a tough sports town.
Mm-hmm.
When they get on you, it's hard.
It's going to be a circus later in the year, the more they fade away.
Yes. And number two on the butt hurt list this week, Steph Curry. I say that because Steph now has the lead to Golden State Warriors all by himself.
He's got Draymond.
Next year. Like I said, he's got Draymond. Draymond is not an offensive load carrier like KD and Klay Thompson are. And this is Steph's team now. We're going to find out what Mr. Curry's made of.
Draymond averaged about 10 points in the finals.
He did. What happened? What was the result? They got beat?
In six games.
Okay. Clay had 30 points before he went out of game six with that, 2 minutes left in the third quarter.
That is a man to tear an ACL and then ask the coach to go back out.
And then KD was averaging 32 points a game in the playoffs before he got hurt. So, Steph, this is your team now. Can you handle it? We'll see. And number one on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, is a tie. Mm. Dwayne Casey, DeMar DeRozan. Dwayne Casey builds this thing from the ground up in Toronto, gets fired after getting swept in the playoffs last year, and DeMar DeRozan gets traded from the Raptors for Kawhi Leonard in San Antonio. The Raptors are NBA champions. Dwayne Casey coaching the Detroit Pistons, who were an 8 seed and got swept by the Bucks, and DeRozan playing for an aging Spurs team. And their butt hurt this week because everybody's getting issued rings in Toronto, but they shipped these guys off. They butt hurt.
I think DeRozan should get a commemorative ring.
A getting beat in the first or second round in the Eastern Conference playoffs?
The general manager, by the way, for the Raptors has parlayed that into a huge offer from the Washington Wizards to come run their front office, which he's probably going to take.
Wizards. I haven't followed the Wizards. To me, they're still the Washington Bullets, as far as I'm concerned. They used to be the Washington Bullets. Years ago when they were winning NBA titles.
Why'd they change their name?
Because the word bullet wasn't politically correct. Because at the time, D.C. or whatever had a high crime rate, and bullets signified violence. So they changed their name to the Wizards.
Well, Washington is a rough city.
Yeah, I mean, they were the Washington Bullets for years.
It's got one of the highest crime rates in the country.
That's what they, I mean.
So, I mean, I guess I can kind of see this.
So now they're the Wizards. They're not really fooling anybody in Washington. They're not a very good, Washington, D.C. right now is not a very good sports city. The Nats suck. The Redskins suck. And the Wizards suck.
Tell me how you really feel.
Yeah, so they're not very good. Not very good in D.C. right now. So that's the butt hurt list. Dwayne Casey, DeMar DeRozan tied for first this week. Not bad, is it? Dwayne Casey did. I feel kind of bad for Casey. He built this thing in Toronto.
That's typically what happens when when a general manager comes in and puts together a young team that doesn't win within a couple, 3 years. But
right. But
that fourth year, see, like that's the thing that I think people miss. It's not year three when you're going through a rebuild. It's year four that's typically when everything turns the corner. But the general managers don't ever last until year four.
They kick them on out, don't they?
They move them on, and then the dude that comes in takes all the credit. Remember that situation in Philadelphia? Same thing with the 76ers.
The Sixers, another team that's in transition.
Transition?
Well, I think they've got some chemistry issues, so that's why I say they're in transition.
The questions are up on the Twitter poll of the week. You can find those at Twitter and Bishop_show. Does Jimmy Butler, if he signs with the Lakers, are they a title contender? Kawhi Leonard, if he signs with the Clippers, are they a title contender? And how often is Jason Bishop right on the Jason Bishop Show?
I know somebody that was just on this butt hurt list were the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies have no money to spend at the trade deadline. They're broke, I think, aren't they? I mean,
they made that trade for Jay Bruce. Granted, the Mariners are paying $18 million of his $21 million contract.
Wow.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95. Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
The last thing Dad wants for Father's Day is another Paisley tie. Come to Cunningham Jewelers for that creative gift that will make Dad say, wow. Wine bodies, money clips, or how about a limited edition woolly mammoth teeth Damascus knife? No matter your budget, they have you covered. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Going to do the SEC East predictions, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that, because we're going to jump right into that here in a second. But also you're going to want to stay tuned to this segment, because this is the segment where Kip Ranch is going to do the Cunningham Jewelers read, which he botches with regularity. It's the worst read from a professional radio person that you'll ever hear, and he won't get it right, I promise you. He'll still botch it. He's been the whole show, break to break, practicing this one read so that he won't screw it up. But I guarantee you, he won't get it right. That's coming up here shortly, too. Now, we're not going to do it now.
Oh, I got
it
ready.
I'm going to let it build on you.
I got you.
Yeah. SEC East standings. I've got Georgia winning the SEC East
Going
on a limb there.
I got Georgia winning the SEC. The question is, can Georgia run the table this year?
I've got them 12-0.
History would tell you that Georgia's going to lay an egg against somebody. And I got Georgia losing one game during the regular season, and that one loss will come from one of these three teams: Notre Dame, Florida, or Auburn. Those are the three.
So wait,
those are the three suspects.
You're not even picking a team to beat them. You're just picking a group of teams.
I'm picking the loss to come out of that group.
That's some lazy sports casting. This is why you don't ever make predictions.
I'll say they'll lose at Auburn on November 16th.
You came in here with they're going to lose one of these three games.
Georgia. We'll see if the mindset, they can handle prosperity. They're the hunted now, so. I got them losing one game in the regular season. I got them losing at Auburn on November 16th.
Okay, they may have to go undefeated to win the division, because I've got Missouri finishing second in the division at 11-1. They're only lost to Georgia. I think Missouri's going to be really good.
Missouri's got a quarterback, Kelly Bryant's coming over from Clemson, transfer. They played decent defense. I like their coach, Barry Odom. They could easily win 10 games.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Fox's Pizza and by Cunningham Jewelers.
The last thing Dad wants for Father's Day is another Paisley tie. Come to Cunningham Jewelers for that creative gift that will make Dad say, wow, wine bodies, money clips, or how about a limited edition woolly mammoth teeth Damascus knife.
All right.
No matter your budget, they have you covered. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The last time that he gets to read it, he gets it right. The very last one.
Aye.
Father's Day is tomorrow.
Father's Day is tomorrow. Dads. Underrated thing out there, dads. Dads do a good job. Moms get a lot of the credit, which, you know, is fair. But dads bring a little bit different thing to the table. And tomorrow is Dad's Day. So we were both blessed with good fathers. You have a great father, Jason. He's a good man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've got Tennessee finishing third in the division at 8-4. Losses to Florida, Georgia, Bama, and Mizzou. Tennessee 8-4.
I got Tennessee at 7-5. I see Tennessee losing to Alabama, Georgia, Florida. I just think that they're about two recruiting classes away from being really, really good again. I think Jeremy Pruitt is an underrated head coach. I saw a SEC coaches list ranking that they had Jeremy Pruitt at number 11, and that's Jeremy Pruitt's a good coach.
I don't think he is.
You don't?
No, I don't think he's a good coach at all.
I think he's you probably wouldn't because you're a millennial, but he's in
there. When you show up at the head coach's doorstep trying to fight him when you're the DC, that doesn't make you a good coach. That makes you a problem.
That's rumored.
Okay. All right.
I forgot about that, by the way. But
yeah.
He's trying to build this thing back in Tennessee. Butch Jones ran that thing over. Ran it off the bridge there in Knoxville into the Tennessee River. And Pruitt's trying to build it back. I think it'll take about two more good recruiting classes to get Tennessee back on track. I got them finishing fourth in the East.
I've got Florida finishing behind them at 7-5. Losses to Miami, Auburn, LSU, Georgia, and Mizzou.
I got Florida beating Miami and losing to the ones you just mentioned. So I got them at 8-4.
Okay. At 5-7, I've got South Carolina.
I got South Carolina at 6-6, and I'm calling them for an upset of Texas A&M. They go to College Station the week before Texas A&M makes that trip to Athens to play Georgia on November 23rd. I think A&M's going to have a pretty good football season. I think they're going to be looking ahead to that matchup in Athens, and I think they're going to lay an egg at home against South Carolina. That win will get Carolina bowl eligible at 6-6.
Okay, Kentucky, I've got 5-7.
Again, Kentucky had their best football season since 1977 last year.
No, they did well the 2000s with the Woodson kid as their quarterback.
They never won 10 games, though. They won 10 games for the first time in 32 years last year, or 42 years.
I don't know.
Or 41 years, whatever. Since 1977, Benny Snell's gone. That was the heart and soul of that team. Jaguars got their best pass rusher, and Kentucky's going to go back to being Kentucky in football. And in the Bluegrass State, all they're waiting on is Midnight Madness.
Benny Snell was a very energetic interview. Every time they put him on camera, he was very energetic.
They had a great season last year. Georgia came up there and derailed that season with the East. Kentucky and Georgia played for the Eastern Division title last year in Lexington.
Rounding out the division, coming up in dead last, I've got Vanderbilt at 3-9.
Rumor is Vandy's going to start a true freshman quarterback. They play Georgia opening night on August 31st. And then in week three, LSU comes to Nashville. Then sandwiched in between that, they got to go to West Lafayette and play an improving Purdue team. The doors are going to start out 0-3. I got them finishing 3-9. I don't have them winning a conference game this year.
Georgia at 12-0, Missouri at 11-1. That's going to be the big rivalry in the division between those two teams. One of those two teams are going to win it. And you know, like I said, Georgia may have to go undefeated in the conference to win the SEC East because of how good Missouri is going to be.
Missouri is going to be good for this 1 year because they got a quarterback coming in from Clemson. But
Kelly Bryant.
He's coming in. Then Missouri will go back to their usual position of third, fourth, fifth in the division. Florida's on the rise. Don't kid yourself, Georgia fans. Florida's coming.
Felipe Franks.
Yeah, that's two words. I had in my article yesterday. Two words, Felipe Franks. That's to me. They're going to be good on defense. They're going to be just. They're going to be upgraded everywhere but the quarterback position. I don't think they have a quarterback that can win a championship.
Known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Bullock Academy Gators will once again be in the conversation to win their region and make a deep playoff run in GISA. The Gators will open at Paulson Stadium at Georgia Southern against Pinewood Christian. Bullock will also host Memorial Day, Augusta Prep, Westfield, and John Millage. The Gators will take to the road against Burke Academy, Pinewood a second time, Bethlehem Christian, and Frederica. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Purple Rain, Purple Rain.
Good stuff right there.
Purple Rain, Purple Rain.
Best Super Bowl halftime show ever. Purple Rain in the rain at Miami.
Janet Jackson Justin Timberlake one was, my opinion, the best one.
Why am I not surprised you would say that?
I don't know. Why are you?
Our listeners know.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
I don't either.
See, you try to take shots, but then you don't have any substantiation of what you're trying to say, so I don't really get what you're...
That was a good halftime show until the equipment malfunctioned.
But that was a part of the show.
You think?
Yeah, that was publicity, man.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come on by and see John Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau. Give them a call at 912-265-9175.
Let me throw something at you. Today in history, in 1974, Nolan Ryan pitched 13 innings, struck out 19 batters, and threw, sit down for this, 235 pitches.
They'd fire somebody. They'd fire a manager if somebody did that today.
The whole organization.
Everybody gets fired.
Nolan Ryan, 19, struck out 19, threw 13 innings, and threw 235 pitches.
Why is that, though? That's a question that kind of eats at me. Why is it today... Is it considered you get up to 100 pitches, it's almost like that's like a death knell. You just, oh, my God, you're putting his arm in jeopardy if he goes over, pitcher goes over 100 pitches. Where did that come from?
I mean, it didn't come from me.
I mean, pitchers, I mean.
I think every guy's different, right? Some guys right. handle it better than others, and I think that it should be a guy-to-guy basis, but it's not.
100 pitches, we got him on a pitch count. Okay. I mean, the Rocker kid, we're fixing to talk about the College World Series, Kumar Rocker, threw that no-hitter last week against Duke in the Super Regional, struck out 19. I think he threw like 130-something pitches in that ball game, and he was still dominant in the ninth inning, and he's, what, 19 years old. So it can be done, and I just don't know why there's this thought process in Major League Baseball is if a pitcher gets up around 100 pitches, he's done. Let's take him out.
And while that thought process has now become prevalent in the game, we have watched the pitching in Major League Baseball become horrid.
Right. I mean, your starting pitchers are your best pitchers. You take them out even if they're not ready to come out because they're getting near that magical 100 number, and you bring in middle relief that, you know, sometimes blows a lot of games for you.
I mean, let's be honest, you know, the guys that are in the bullpen and the middle relief guy in the middle relief roles in particular, 99% of those guys are failed starters.
Right.
So there's a reason they're in the bullpen, because they couldn't get guys out in the rotation for whatever reason as a starting pitcher. So you're right. When you take a guy out, when you take out a starter, you're giving a guy that's been able to succeed in the major leagues as a starter, as well as the minors, and you're taking the ball from him and you're handing the ball to a guy that couldn't hack it as a starter. That's essentially what you're doing most of the time.
So, in your weekend review, you said Gausman's never going to pitch another pitch for the Atlanta Braves.
No, he's done.
You think he's done? All right. Keuchel's almost ready.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be up soon.
Mm-hmm.
Fultonavis, does he go to the pen?
I'd like to see that move happen.
Yeah.
But if that does happen, then Gausman won't be done. But I don't think Atlanta will do that. I think they're going to give Fultonavis every opportunity to turn around, because this was the ace of the staff last year. He made the All-Star team last year. They feel like they're going to need him come playoff time. And right now, if you think about it, the Braves make the playoffs. He's not even one of your top three pitchers to pitch in the playoffs. He's not in the conversation.
Let's make no mistake about it. When August hits, Keuchel's going to be your number one starter in Atlanta.
If the Braves make the playoffs, as of right now, the rotation that they would take into the playoffs, their top three guys, because that's typically what you do, would be Keuchel, Soroka, and Fried.
That's your playoff rotation.
Yep. And then if you needed a fourth, it would be Tehran.
Yeah. So, Fultonavis to closer. They did it with Smoltz.
I like the idea, personally.
He throws hard.
And he's got the mentality for it, too.
I think it could be good.
Texas Tech, Michigan, Arkansas, Florida State. I'm listing games here in the College World Series. Vanderbilt, Louisville, Mississippi State, Auburn.
Mississippi State and Auburn, so they're going to play right off. Somebody from the SEC is going into the loser's bracket from the get-go. Four SEC teams. Auburn kind of got hot at the end of the season and got there. Florida State is, wow. Mike Martin in his, what, 40th year as Seminole head coach?
Mm-hmm.
17th trip to the College World Series, I believe. Seminoles have never won a College World Series.
Isn't that crazy to think about? How good that program's been in college, and it never won one.
I'd like to see him get one, and I'd be honest with you. I'd like to see these Cinderella stories. Florida State was a question mark to even make the tournament field. They go to Athens and hit everything they see out of the ballpark, and they get hot. They win the Athens regional. They go to Baton Rouge at Alex Box Stadium and win that super regional. They're hot going into the College World Series. But I'm taking Vanderbilt. I think Vanderbilt's the best team top to bottom in college baseball. I picked them in a story I wrote a few weeks ago. I'm sticking with them.
I'm actually in agreement with you. I like Vanderbilt. I think they're the best team, and I think that they're pitching. That's the difference in baseball, period, across the board, no matter what league you play in. If there's pitching involved, pitching wins games.
I think there's three teams that – I think there's Vanderbilt, Arkansas. Arkansas wouldn't be shocked if Arkansas won it. Wouldn't be shocked if Mississippi State won it either. Those are good baseball programs. And from a Cinderella, you know, sentimental standpoint, everybody wants to see Florida State do well in this College World Series. I would like to see the Seminoles win it, by the way. And I'm not a Florida State fan, but I'd like to see, for Mike Martin and what he's meant to that baseball program and what he's meant to college baseball in general, I'd like to see the Seminoles send him out on top.
21 losses for Florida State on the season.
Got hot down the stretch just to get in the tournament. You realize Florida State has won 40 games in baseball for like a crazy amount of years in a row.
Good stat.
I mean, it's like maybe all 40 years Mike Martin's been there, I think they may have won 40 games.
I noticed something the other day. Freddie Freeman's got 19 home runs. He hit 23 all of last year. We're already in June.
MVP candidate.
Yep.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, Spider X putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
The last thing Dad wants for Father's Day is another Paisley tie. Come to Cunningham Jewelers for that creative gift that will make Dad say wow. Wine bodies, money clips, Or how about a limited edition Woolly Mammoth Teeth Damascus knife? No matter your budget, they have you covered. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.